Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? Where is comfort when you need it? Based on Isaiah chapter 40, and by the way, that's where our hymn came from, we just read, the words of Isaiah 40. Verse 1 says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." I invite you to open up your worship folder and find the sermon outline and follow that outline as we consider our theme, Where is Comfort When You Really Need It? Permit me to tell you about one day in the life of a pastor. I'd planned on that day to have a quiet day of sermon preparation. But the following eight things happened between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. I was phoned with the news of a family member in the USA who was drawing close to death. An email came about a college buddy of mine. We played baseball in an American university, and he had been diagnosed with cancer, and I couldn't reach him by phone. A church family came by to ask me to please come to their house that afternoon because they had just learned that a relative of theirs had just taken their own life. A hospital was made with a church member at the hospital who was waiting for crucial test results. I spoke with another member by phone who was about ready to go in for some very important surgery. Someone from the community stopped by in the church office because their marriage was ending and they needed help and support. A homeless man from Nova Scotia came in because he needed food and was looking for shelter. And finally, a local pastor stopped by to ask for prayer because his one-year-old boy needed life-saving medical attention. In every situation between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., I was being asked for the same thing. Pastor, can you please be the voice of comfort? By late afternoon, I finally got back to the sermon. To my amazement, the text was this verse from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort ye my people. Good, I thought, just what I need. But then I read further into the text and found some really unsettling words which drew me to ask the question which became the title of today's sermon, Where is comfort when you really need it? Isaiah 43-5 says, "A voice cries, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be exalted. Every mountain and hill be made low. The crooked places will be made straight. The rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it." Every valley and mountain will be leveled. Get that bulldozer in here. Get that blasting crew ready to bring the explosive. Bring that earth-moving equipment. That's what we're hearing from the prophet Isaiah. This is a hard hat only text. A highway's going through. It's not going to go around the valley. It's not going to go around the mountain. There won't be any more valleys or mountains. You see, this highway is Jesus Christ the Messiah who's coming. He's adventing. God is on his way. And God does not reroute for anybody. Nothing can stand in his way. If you're in the way, you're going to get bulldozed. Now this is why John the Baptist came some 700 years after these words of Isaiah. In today's gospel reading from St. Matthew, we're told that John the Baptist's job was to prepare the way, to clear the way for Jesus' coming. So John cries out, "Prepare the way of the Lord, repent." John wasn't concerned with mountains being run over. John came to see that people didn't get flattened. You see, lives that are not on the level, lives that are not in line with God, the text says, will one day be blasted away. Now, during this Advent season, go ahead. Get all excited about Christmas coming, about Jesus the Messiah being born. Of course. But the prophets also warn about his coming. Isaiah says, prepare. John the Baptist says, repent. Malachi says, who can endure the day of his coming? Advent is a time for repentance. When the Lord comes, anybody standing in sin, says Isaiah, will be bulldozed. Isaiah begins his message in chapter 40 by saying, comfort, comfort ye my people. But then he declares that the powerful bulldozing activity of God is coming. So I ask, where's the comfort in that? And listen to what else is said in Isaiah's prophecy from chapter 40. Verses 6 to 8 say this. All flesh is grass. The grass withers. The flower fades because the breath of the Lord blows upon them. The grass withers, the flower fades. Where, for goodness sake, is the comfort in that? Sounds hopeless. We're all like grass clippings that they mow down and then throw away. We're like flowers that are beautiful for a few days, then wilting and drooping and dead. Are you listening to me this morning? We know it's accurate, don't we? We're like flowers that fade and grass that's thrown away. Hair loss. Hearing loss. Aches and pains. A step slower than last year. Clothes that just don't fit like they did last year. Another birthday. They're all reminders that time is passing, that our time is passing. The grass withers, the flower fades, and we're fading already. You know about feeling withered, don't you? You know the realities of living in a sinful world, of losing a spouse to death, of children making bad life choices, of parents making bad life choices, of finances not making ends meet, of people letting you down, of life speeding by so quickly. A voice cries out, the grass withers, the flower fades. Now where's the comfort in that, Isaiah? Here comes the comfort. Because we know we are withering and fading. Because we know that life changes and passes so quickly, it's indeed comforting to hear the strong, powerful voice of our Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. How does that sound? Now, if we want to be big and tough and ruggedly independent and stand up to Almighty God just as we are, sin and all, and if we're going to set ourselves up as mountains in God's way, then the last thing we want to hear is the voice of God that moves mountains. But if we realize that we really are grass, we really are a flower that fades, then it's the powerful voice of God that we really want to hear. A voice that's strong and clear. A voice whose promises come true. A voice that can give us the strength and certainty this world can never give. Now listen to the voice of the Lord spoken in Isaiah chapter 40. Behold, the Lord your God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. His reward is with him, his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are young. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, your warfare is ended. Your sin is pardoned. Here's real comfort. Not just a wish or an idea, but something that is going to happen. In fact, something has happened. The Lord has come, just as Isaiah knew. Just as John the Baptist proclaimed, Isaiah looked ahead. He looked ahead to days beyond his time. And Isaiah the prophet said, the word of our Lord will stand. And in his first gospel, in the first chapter of John's gospel, John proclaims, this word became flesh and dwelt among us. In John's gospel, the title Word is a nickname for Jesus. The Almighty Word of God became flesh. That's talking about Christmas. The eternal Word of God became flesh. Became a human being. Was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus has come. Jesus has lived. Jesus has died on the cross for the sins of the world. Jesus has risen from the grave, victory over sin, death, and devil. As Isaiah foretold, our warfare has ended. Our sins have been forgiven. What do you think is going to happen this morning? When you kneel before the Lord's altar and receive there the very precious body and blood of your Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus tells you as you receive his body and blood in communion. When you kneel at this altar, know for sure the words of Isaiah have been fulfilled. Your warfare has ended. Your sins have been pardoned. Isaiah promised, the Lord will feed his flock. He will gather his lambs and carry them in his arms. Make no mistake about it. Jesus, your good shepherd, is here today feeding and gathering and carrying you. He holds you close to his heart. Remember what Isaiah told us about ourselves? He said, we are like faded flowers. Okay. But do you remember? Now this is probably going to age me right here. Do you remember the old practice of placing special flowers between the pages of a heavy book and then pressing that book together to save those flowers, to dry them out and save them because they were so special to us? Flowers like from a high school formal dance or a graduation or even a wedding. Have any of you ever pressed flowers in the pages of a heavy book? A few. We might say in this text that Jesus is carefully picking up faded flowers like you and me, pressing us gently to the pages of God's book, to preserve us and to keep us forever. We may be sinners, But Jesus loves and forgives sinners. We may be aging, but in Jesus Christ our Lord, we have eternal life and eternal youth. We may feel withered, but at the end of the day, our Lord Jesus Christ is with us to strengthen us, to give us hope for tomorrow. We may think our dreams and our plans are coming to nothing, but Jesus Christ has plans for His children beyond our wildest dreams. When the voice of the Lord speaks these promises, nothing can resist Him. As Isaiah said, our God will, and I quote, make straight in the desert a highway, make hills and valleys level, make rough places smooth. That is the voice of the Lord. There's power in that voice. There's comfort in that voice. For each of us. For you. Yes. For you. For whatever you are facing today. In just a moment, we will sing two verses from a hymn. The words from this hymn are taken from our text from Isaiah chapter 40, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People. This was the hymn we sang just before the sermon. As you sing these verses, I pray that you will receive from God in a very special way the message of comfort that He has just for you. We rise to sing hymn 347, verses 1 and 2. The words are on the screen. Of Jesus. Amen.